the people of Israel were defeated by the Philistines at Mount Gilboa. Saul, Jonathan, and two other of the king's sons, with many of the valiant men of Israel, fell on the battlefield that day. When the fighting was over, a man came to David at Ziklag with his clothes torn and dust on his head. He told David that he had escaped from the Israelite camp. He was an Amalekite. He had seen Saul in the throes of death, and at the king's request had killed him. "I knew that he could not survive," he said, "and I brought you the crown that was on his head and the band on his arm." On hearing this, David and all the men with him tore their clothes and wept. They mourned and fasted till evening for Saul and Jonathan and for all the house of Israel. Whether or not the Amalekite story was true or had been invented to get a reward, David had him put to death because he said he had killed the king. "Your own mouth testified against you," David declared, "because you admitted, 'I killed the king's anointed.'" David himself had refused more than once to lift a hand against Saul, even though the king had sought to destroy him. Then David wrote a lament for Saul and Jonathan and had it taught to the men of Judah. It was called the Lament of the Bow. "Your glory, O Israel, lies slain on your heights. How the mighty have fallen! O mountains of Gilboa, may you have neither dew nor rain nor fields of corn, for there the shield of the mighty was defiled, the shield of Saul. Saul and Jonathan, in life they were loved and gracious, and in death they were not parted. They were swifter than eagles, stronger than lions. I grieve for you, Jonathan, my brother. You were very dear to me. Your love for me was wonderful. How the mighty have fallen! The weapons of war have perished." During the years that David had been hunted by Saul, many Israelites, all valiant warriors, had joined him either in the wilderness or at Ziklag. After the death of Saul, David inquired of the Lord and was told to go to Hebron. So he left the ruins of Ziklag and went with his two wives, all his men and their families, and they settled in Hebron and the surrounding towns. The men of Judah chose David as king and anointed him in Hebron as ruler over Judah, David's tribe. But the other Israelites did not follow Judah's example. Abner, the commander of Saul's army, took Ish-bosheth, one of Saul's younger sons, and made him king over all Israel at Mahanaim in Gilead. Ish-bosheth reigned for 2 years, and David reigned in Hebron 7 years and 6 months. This led to civil war in Israel. Abner, who had escaped death at Gilboa, marched with his troops against David's forces led by Joab, David's nephew. The two armies met at the pool of Gibeon on the northern border of Judah and took up their positions on each side of the pool. So as to avoid a pitched battle, it was agreed that 12 men from each camp would fight in single combat to decide the issue. 24 young men came forward and faced each other in front of the two armies. But neither side won, as each man grabbed his opponent and ran him through, and they all died. The two armies joined battle, and the fighting grew very fierce. Abner and the men of Israel, however, were defeated and fled, pursued by the men of Judah. Joab, commander of David's army, had 2 brothers, Abishai and Asahel. Asahel was very fleet-footed and caught up with Abner, who looked behind and called to him to stop the chase or he would die. Asahel continued to run after him, so Abner thrust him through with his spear. As the sun was setting, Joab blew the trumpet to end the pursuit. They took Asahel and buried him in his father's tomb at Bethlehem. Then Joab and his men returned to Hebron, while Abner and his troops crossed the Jordan and went back to Mahanaim in Gilead. From that day on, Joab determined to avenge his brother's death. The civil war lasted a long time. David, however, grew stronger and stronger, while the house of Saul grew weaker. One day Abner and Ish-bosheth quarreled. Abner was very angry and decided to go over to David. He sent messengers to Hebron offering his services and then went himself to make an agreement. After conferring with the elders of all the other tribes, Abner persuaded them to join David and make him king over all Israel. Next episode, David conquers Jerusalem.